HOA has since apologized to Catherine and had dropped the fine.
This is an act of God. There's a lot of things that don't get covered in an act of God, right?
Yeah, but this just goes to show, you know, there's always some busybody walking around, nothing better to do, some retired person, probably big fatty, walking around with nothing better to do than find penis shapes in the snow.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
You know, there's always some busybody walking around, nothing better to do, some retired person.
Yes, well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2927 of the BFO for Thursday, the 18th of April, 2019, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, we'll update you on things, and we've got a cliffhanger. Big Fatty. Hello, portioners. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're portioners today because, y'all, portions of today's little show were pre-recorded for presentation at this time. Yes, Big Fatty, you're trying while you had a few minutes, trying to put a little bit of the Thursday little show together. It's true, y'all, because I'm recording this on Tuesday evening, this part anyway, and I don't know how Wednesday's going to go, so I thought I'd knock out a little bit of it while I could. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, but part of it will the Big Fatty, what am I trying to say? I don't know.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
So y'all, today, the 18th of April, y'all, is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. But y'all, before we get to that, y'all, today would have been Princess Anna's daddy's celebration of exiting the birth canal. And I know she always likes to remember him on this day. So, Princess Anna, I think that maybe you should... Big Fetish, you're probably going to get something at CVS. Probably so. Maybe a cake. No, I don't think they have cake there. Urinal cake. Big Fetish. Y'all, we do have a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal today. Y'all, dear man, y'all, I've many met the Pride 48 out there in the Lost Wages. One year, I'm hoping he'll be able to come to Nolan's one of these years. It'd be lovely if it was this year. Yes, Big Fatty, he would love the rawhide. It probably would. Y'all, he is one of the folks over there at the Lotsel, the Life on the Short List. Big Fatty, y'all, in fact, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. It's y'all, it is none other than that Peter G. Oh, Big Fatty, if Squeaky Kitty were here, he would go, ew, 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 ew. Y'all, Squeaky Kitty just couldn't make the trip. Just couldn't make the trip. Just bone weary. But, y'all, if you see that Peter G on the 20 or the face wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, in addition to a lot of wine and probably a lovely meal with his hubby, I hope he gets a big ol' piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday!
Thank you.
Hey, I gotta say, y'all, we love Big Fatty. We just love Alex LeFevre. It's true, we do. And y'all, Thursday, no, what is it? No, today is Wednesday as I'm recording this. Y'all, Wednesday, another roller coaster day. Y'all, my sister-in-law went and sat out with the Hatterina in the morning until mid-afternoon, and then I went over there mid-afternoon. But y'all, again, lots of nice comments from folks about the Hatterina, and I truly, truly appreciate that. And y'all, it's... It was a roller coaster again today. Before I tell you about the roller coaster today, y'all, I do want to say that my number one Northeast straight daddy, Dan, sent y'all. He sent me the cutest pictures of little Logan. Oh, baby, we love little Logan. And y'all, he looked like well, I'm not going to spoil what he looked like, but. But Big Fatty, he soiled what? No, y'all, he was sitting inside an Easter egg, a giant Easter egg. He was sitting inside of it, and y'all, and then there was one where he was looking back over his shoulder, and Dan says, I swear this child is becoming a model. Big Fatty, before you know it, he'll be going to the Dudley Do-Rights. Well, maybe so. But anyway, y'all, was with my mother today. Y'all, she was a little crazier today. Y'all, we're fighting her a little bit because she's wanting to get up to go to the bathroom, and y'all, they've got her hooked up to the thing, and so she just goes while she's in the bed. And you know, and then it goes into the collection bucket and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But she can't get that through her head. And y'all, it's a balancing act, because I have to remind her that it's only okay to go to the bathroom while you're at the hospital. Because, y'all, I don't want her doing that when she goes back to assisted living. But, y'all, all this evening, all she could talk about was Crema. Have you put up any decorations yet? Well, I haven't done any of my shopping yet, and y'all, it's kind of sad, but I did get some time to just sit there and hold her hand.
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty. Hi, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In my jalopy. I am on my way home from, well, the coal mine and a few other things. And wanted to follow up because I know some folks have guessed at what Miss Fancy is short for. And so far, somebody was kind of close. You know, it's not Fantasia or anything like that, although I really wish it were. That would be fun. But I just wanted to know what you think. And God help me, I'm going to ask this question. And so I guess I have an Ask Big Fatty question. I can't believe that. But it's not really, so you don't need to play the music, because whatever. It's more of an opinion. So I don't know if you heard, but your favorite candy bar, that's the Butterfinger, has been purchased, or the company has been purchased by, I think it's Ferrero Rocher or one of those fancy candy companies, and they've changed the Butterfinger recipe. So have you tried the new Butterfingers? Because I have, and I'm going to tell you, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. Someone did a little taste test at the coal mine, and so, you know, guess which one is which. And there was really no guessing involved, because while I appreciated an upscale version of a candy snack, that wasn't very good. So, anyway, It was a very, very tough thing to realize that they've gone and ruined something that was perfectly good. So, all right, well, if you haven't tried it yet, I'll be glad to show you or to pick up some for you so you can give them a try. All right.
Yeah, I guess you know that, of course, is old Veda and Veda. Oh.
All right, gotta run.
Oh, yeah. Y'all, that is Veda and Veda. Thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And no, I did not know that Toulouse-Lautrec had bought the Butterfinger. It for me, it has never been the same since it was the Curtis candy company that made the Butterfinger. You know, the Nestle bought it from the Curtis, and now the Ferrani and Teichner have bought it, and you know, it's just never been the same. So, but no, I've never tried that, and so yes, bring one on by the villa. But I'm not there this week. I'm over in the Hatlanta. Yes, Big Fatty.
Last time on Big Fatty Online.
So what happened, Dick? You bought a life-size egg for Big Fatty?
Yes, Paul, I bought a life-size egg for Big Fatty.
Gosh, but there's a noise coming from it. A strange, strange noise.
Oh, golly. Oh, golly. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, golly. Oh, golly. Oh, dear.
Where did you buy this egg from?
It was an eBay site. Auntie Vera's eggs.
Auntie Vera's eggs? I didn't know Auntie Vera was selling chocolate eggs on the internet.
Well, I guess she had nothing else better to do.
Golly, I wonder what it is.
You know.
Why don't we just send the egg to Big Fatty and let him sort it out?
No.
Oh, Paul, we can't do that.
Yes.
Why not?
No.
I'm sure between them they could they could deal with it anyway.
Yes.
Anyway, who knows? Maybe the thing will die.
Oh.
We talking can't about Big Vera? Fatty egg with a dead monster inside it.
No, I guess not.
Oh.
Sorry, Big Fatty.
What?
Uh-huh. We're just going to approach the egg.
Please
see what's going on.
Approach the egg.
I think it is very scary, Ick.
Oh, yes.
But I also think it's a little
Vera,
bit similar to
you
something
know
we've done
scary.
Before now.
Yes.
What do you mean?
Well, last Easter, I'm pretty sure the joke that we're going to do is very similar to what we did last Easter.
Oh.
Well, they won't remember that.
I don't remember it.
Well, you say that, but it turns out that the so-so questions.
Oh,
do you know about the so-so questions?
Yes, Sam and the Hinterlands won it.
Well, it turns out that the so-so questions team had been keeping a spreadsheet of all the questions that everybody asked to so-so questions.
That's true.
Well, why should I be interested in that?
Well, because it turns out that Martin had asked the same question for the last 2 years.
That Peter G.
Gosh.
And Kathy Marshall.
I don't suppose he remembered that.
Yes. Well, I don't suppose he did, but, anyway.
Peter G. probably knows where this is going.
Right. So, Big Fatty, we're approaching the giant chocolate
Please
egg.
Please approach the giant chocolate
And I think there might be a monster
egg.
Inside.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, dear, there might be a monster inside.
Could be worse.
This could be the very last episode of the Charlotte podcast, let alone the last episode of Big Fatty Online.
Oh, dear,
Gussie. Well, Paul, it's an Easter that you never have to embarrass yourself on Big Fatty Online.
Oh, it wouldn't be the first time people embarrass themselves.
On Big Fatty Online. Who is that out there?
Hey.
Oh. There's a voice coming from inside the egg.
It
sounded familiar.
Yes.
Hello, is that you, Paul?
Is it?
Yes. Who is that? It's me. It's your Uncle John.
Oh,
this
Yeti
all seems
Uncle
very familiar
John
to me.
Is inside the big egg.
Yeti Uncle John, why are you stuck inside the egg?
Oh yes.
Oh dear, it's a long story.
Yes,
it's
I'm sure.
It's a long story, but I just went for a little nap. And,
thank goodness, Big Fatty needs content.
Originally, the egg was two halves of the egg.
Oh,
but
yes.
I went to sleep inside the egg. And you know, I'm quite a hot person, and I think my body heat has melted the two parts
dear,
of the egg
Gussie.
Together, fused
oh,
it together into one
when
big
that
egg.
Happens.
Oh, dear. Yes, Uncle John, we can't send your egg to Big Fatty now.
No, it's been
dear.
Soiled.
Oh, no, we can't.
Well, why don't you just get out of there,
yes.
Yeti Uncle John?
Oh, it's the trouble. I can't. The chocolate's too thick.
Oh,
the chocolate's too thick. Really?
Visible contents only.
for quite thick chocolate.
Yes. Well, have we got any tools, like a hammer?
Speaking
or
of thick chocolate.
Smash a hole in the egg and get him out?
Oh.
No, Paul, I don't think we have.
Oh.
Well, we've got to do something.
Yes.
I think I know what, Paul.
Oh,
what?
Please, tell us. Yes?
Forgive me for repeating a joke from last year, but I think we're going to have to...
Oh.
Yes?
Ick. No.
Yes, Paul. We're going to have to eat out Yeti Uncle John.
Eat out Yeti Uncle John?
Oh, that is vulgar.
Yes, Paul. There's nothing else for it. Otherwise, you'll be stuck in there for good.
Oh, my goodness.
That's vulgar.
Doesn't bear thinking about.
Yes.
I don't think I can do it.
Oh, I... Count me out.
Count me out.
You'll need a special chair.
I don't think I can.
Oh, dear Gussie.
I don't think I can.
Oh, dear Gussie.
To be continued.
Oh, dear Gussie. To be continued. Big Fatty, you've got content for tomorrow, it sounds like.
Big Fatty, it's that Peter G. Ask Big Fatty question.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question comes to us today from the birthday boy. Y'all, it is from that Peter G. Y'all, it sounds like he's out on a nipple walk. Peter G., what you got?
What the hell is a chess pie? Thank you for calling. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is the birthday boy, that Peter G., and Peter G., first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, especially on your celebration of exiting the birth canal. Yes, Big Fatty. Peter G., y'all, by the way, Peter G. And Miss Kathy Marshall, you know, they sponsored the So-So Question Contest. However, this is an excellent question. And y'all, Peter G., I'm happy to say that Sam in the Hinterlands was terribly unimpressed with her prize, especially since the goat hadn't arrived yet. Fatty. A chess pie. Excellent question. And as a well-known chef out there in the Oregon, I believe you live in the Oregon, or you work in the Oregon. One of the two. A chess pie. It's like a buttermilk pie. It's got a lot of sweetened condensed milk in it, and it's one of those things that they used to make back in the 50s and 60s. A chess pie, CHESS. So go look it up on the inner tubes. Yes, Big Fatty or Benny Crocker's probably got it. Oh dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, evidently, we're going to have yet another part three to the Easter egg debacle. Yes, Big Fatty, they're busy eating out Uncle John. Big Fatty, I believe I said that. That makes me sound vulgar. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Lotso, mainly the birthday boy, that Peter G. And Peter G., when you reach retirement and people see you out in your version of Fat Acres, what do you hope they're going to say about you?
You know, there's always some busybody walking around. Nothing better to do, some retired person.
Oh, yes, Big Fatty. He'll fit the bill perfectly.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.